get fired up for Spirit Fire Radio, your guide to practical mindfulness and meditation. Join hosts Tim Darter and Steve Kramer and discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day. Watch yourself connecting in a whole new way and find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio. Now here's your hosts, Tim Darter and Steve Kramer.
Hello, it's wonderful to be with you. I'm Steve Kramer.
And I'm Tim Darter, and we're bringing you today a show on SMILE, the first step of the practice. We're really excited to bring this to you. This week started the whole new round of the practice of living awareness, and the first step is SMILE. And we have joining us today a nutritionist, Lori Warren, who's going to talk to us about being mindful about food. But first, we want to talk a little bit about the step. And we have one little thing to say before and wish Steve Kramer happy birthday. Today is his birthday.
Yeah, thank you. Newness. This is a new round of the practice of living awareness. It's a new birth year for me. So thanks for that. This week started SMILE, step one of the practice of living awareness. That's Spirit Fire's own meditation practice. And we start each meditation starts with a smile. In fact, these are guided meditations, and we say we smile and we take a long, slow, deep breath. So there's something to that, this physiology of bringing a smile and a sort of a sparkle to starting something new, starting the beginning of a meditation, or for a lot of people who might be joining the practice this round, starting meditation as a practice, trying to integrate that into their lives. This is something new. So we want to smile about that. We want to be happy. We want to be joyful. We want to find a space in our house where we can actually sit down and say, I'm bringing some well-being into my life. I'm learning this new practice. I'm learning how to meditate. And we thought, what a better way to start your day than with a smile? And how do most people start their days? They started by eating. You know, we need to fuel our bodies. And we love the idea of smiley cells and a smiley body. And we thought, actually, when I think of everyone I know in my life, when I think of one of the most infectious smiles of anyone I know, it's Miss Lori Warren.
That's for sure.
Got her here with us. Lori is a nutritionist. She knows so much, has taught both Tim and I so much about nutrition, about ways to make not only our bodies smile, but our lives have sparkly smiles. So Lori, welcome. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you, birthday boy. It's great to be here with both of you. And I'm really excited about being part of talking about this first step. Having done meditation through Spirit Fire, I know how important this first step is. And it's actually one of my favorites. So I'm really excited to be part of this. Thank you.
Wonderful. Well, you know, we talked a bit about what we were going to talk about it during the show, and we realized that, you know, when you start anything, when you begin anything, a lot of people that are probably coming into your office are starting a new diet program.
Right. So Lori, where do you start with someone who's trying to, you know, figure things out from a nutritional perspective and really jumpstart a change for themselves?
It's an interesting question, and as you can imagine, it's pretty person specific, but and so a lot of people do come into my practice looking for weight loss or stress management or that kind of thing, and I also work along a continuum to people that are in pretty significant disease states, or people that just feel really unwell and people haven't been able to diagnose it for them. So people come into my office in all different states, but most of them are definitely looking for help or they wouldn't be there. So although obviously I do spend a lot of time talking about food because I believe that to be absolutely foundational to pretty much everything, because, you know, I loved when you said in the beginning, you know, our cells smiling. Mm-hmm. So one of the foundational tenets that I teach people when they first walk into my practice is, look, you're made up of 60 to 90 trillion cells. And you build every single one of those cells with your food. It's basically food, oxygen, and water. So it's really super important that we stop thinking about our stomach as just this thing we need to fill, as opposed to the intermediary between the food that we put in our mouths and what kind of cells we're building with that food. So I'll ask people, you know, do you want to build Dorito cells or do you want to build broccoli cells.
But, and I imagine that broccoli cells is the right answer, huh?
Yes, you're a quick study. Yeah, and so I talk a lot about food and about, I try not to, you know, I'm a real biochemistry geek. I try not to get too much into the cellular stuff, but I do think it's important for people to know that. But the other thing, gentlemen, that I spend a lot of time working with people on is their inner game. And I've actually given, you know, I lecture around the greater Boston area a lot. And one of the most popular lectures requested is my stress lecture. And I talk about meditation in that. And inner game, so the way we approach food, our relationship with food, the way we approach just about anything, that inner game is actually probably, it's one thing to understand what to eat and when to eat it. It's another thing to actually embrace those new habits and things that you learn and start to feel really good about your choices.
And so what's a little more about that? I know we've had conversations about language is really important, about calling something a diet or not calling it a diet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's I just think words are so, so, so important. You know, entire armies have been moved simply by the words of a general. So the words we choose are really important. And so in my practice, I actually don't, my clinical practice, not my meditation practice, I don't ever use the word diet because, well, two reasons. One is I'll never forget a Garfield cartoon I saw once that said, diet is die with a T.
Oh, no.
And I thought that was really funny, but I've never forgotten it. But the other reason is that a diet to me connotes something that's typically fat, like faddish, like a fad. Yeah. And people talk about going on a diet, which means that also mentally they think they're going to go off it. Yeah, like right. Anytime you go on something, you're likely to go back off again. So what I like to encourage people to use as verbiage instead is a food lifestyle. So I talk about embracing a new food lifestyle, embracing a new relationship with food, because make no mistake about it, we do have a relationship with food, hence emotional eating.
Right.
And so it's really important, I think, to use the correct verbiage, because that right away sets the stage with people like, oh, I'm embracing a new food lifestyle. And that seems more long-term in sort of the cellular mechanisms of their brain than, oh, I'm trying a diet. Mm-hmm. There's a big, big difference there.
What I'm loving about this whole conversation is completely through everything you're saying, we could almost translate food for thought. And isn't that funny? That's a phrase, food for thought. But that almost everything we're saying that we're applying to nutrition and to the stomach, we could absolutely apply to the mind. You know, this sort of embracing a new food lifestyle is really also, I see the parallels with really embracing awareness as a lifestyle. And awareness is such a part of the diet. It's such a part of as you say, embracing a new food lifestyle. I find that just so interesting, the parallels back and forth. Even talking about the stomach, and the stomach is a receiver, very much in the same way that a smile is a receiver. Mm-hmm. You know, the smile becomes a bowl. We talk about that a lot in the practice. And, you know, when we think of a bowl, we think, well, what do we put in a bowl? You know, it's what we're going to eat. It's what does our smile hold? What kind of vibration does that hold? Is it an authentic smile? And there's this authenticity to food too. You know, what are we putting in this bowl that we've created? So that's such a big part of our diet as well, as authentic food.
Yeah, hugely. I totally agree. And mindfulness, you use the word awareness, which to me is, you know, pretty close to the word mindfulness. And I talk about that a lot in my, you know, work with my clients and my writing and my lectures. Mindfulness is definitely something that goes through all of it, because mindfulness is really where we start to, you know, before you stick that donut in your mouth, you sit and you look at it and you say, why am I eating this donut? What am I actually hungry for? Is it really the donut, or do I really need a hug? Or,
right.
You know, something different. It's a really good question, actually. What are you hungry for? Is it actually food? Is it that food? Or is it something else? Do you wish you had more joy in your life? Or do you wish you had more free time? Or do you wish you had more affection? Right. So the mindfulness piece is so, so important. And I, you know, weave that through all my discussions with my clients and with my students when I'm lecturing.
Indeed, and observation is such a part of mindfulness. You know, we really are learning the nature of the mind through mindfulness, and that's accomplished by training oneself to observe what's cluttering the mind. And, you know, over time, this clutter is exchanged for this spaciousness, which is really what you're teaching people to do with their diet, is mm-hmm. really taking a look at that. You know, is this really a Dorito? It's this observation of, is this Dorito actually cluttering my life? Is it cluttering my stomach and my gut? So we're going to take a break. And when we come back, I'd love to talk about our guts, you know, to this science geek we've got here on air with us.
Bring it on.
We're going to talk a little bit about meditation and the ways it's literally connected to your gut. So we're going to take a break. And when we get back, more with Lori Warren.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue, the conversations will become stronger, and the healing epic.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Hello, welcome back to Spirit Fire Radio. We are being joined today with Lori Warren, nutritionist Lori Warren, and we're talking about step one of the practice of living awareness. I might add at this point that the practice of living awareness is starting a new round, and at spiritfire.com, you can join the practice. We did a lovely smile meditation this morning, so we're feeling pretty jazzed up about meditation, about smiling, about food that makes your body smile. We've had great conversation already about the ways those two correlate. And it has me realizing, you know, meditation has such an effect on our brain. When we smile as well, it actually affects the brain and it moves us toward positive thinking patterns. You know, when we're smiling, our brain actually physiologically scans for good things. It creates that momentum toward goodness. It actually activates, here we go, we're going to get a little sciencey. It actually activates the orbitofrontal cortex, which is the part of the brain that processes sensory rewards and decision making. So when you smile, you actually feel rewarded. You're sensing this idea of reward, this feeling of reward. And the smile releases neuropeptides in the brain. So it's releasing dopamine, endorphins, serotonin. And these neuropeptides, they allow the brain to connect the dots. And these dots that it's connecting are hormones, which are all feel-good hormones, stress reducers, pain relievers, antidepressants. I mean, how many of us take pills for all of those things when meditation actually helps us in that regard? But guess what? This serotonin that's released, guess where? 95% of the serotonin is stored in your body. It's actually stored in your gut. It's stored in your digestive system. So, Lori, come on. We're talking about the enteric nervous system and the correlations with, like, feeling good and meditation. It's all right there, right in front of us. I know you know a bit about the enteric nervous system, huh?
Ooh, I love the enteric nervous system. So, yeah, that's just such a great topic, and you're going to have to rein me in because I could go on forever about this. But one of the things that I try and point out to folks when I'm teaching is that if you think about it, so just step back from, you know, I know a lot of folks get, and I get this a lot because I tend to get biochemical without meaning to. People are like, what the heck's a serotonin? If you just think about the physiology of the body, the brain and the small intestines look exactly the same. They really look exactly the same.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah. And so although it's not, you know, kind of popularly discussed in mainstream health, like really not at all, we actually have two brains. So the gut contains, I think it's something like 100 million neurons, actually more than your spinal cord.
Indeed, the gut brain.
Yeah, the gut was actually our first brain. So the enteric nervous system, which totally infiltrates our whole digestive tract, it's actually in the linings of our digestive tract pieces, stomach, intestines, and colon. That was our first brain. So when we were just like tubes that hung out in a rock and waited for food to float by, that was the only brain we had. And then eventually, as, you know, evolvement happened over, you know, millions of years, we got our other brain. But that first brain, it's actually the first one that develops in embryos. So that is literally, like, we literally have two brains. Like, I'm not doing a play on words. Mm-hmm. And just like the brain in the head, the enteric nervous system in our digestive tract actually sends and receives impulses, it records experiences, it responds to emotions. So that, you know, sometimes, like, if you get upset or stressed in your digestive tract, it's all sad, like you get crampy or bloated, or, you know, your bowels get an uproar. That's like, no mistake. Those two things are very connected. And your brain can make your gut upset, and your gut can make your brain upset. So there's a whole field of study where the state of your digestive tract, especially your small intestines, can vastly affect, they're connecting it to everything from asthma and allergies to ADD to schizophrenia, the state of your gut.
Indeed.
So really, really important stuff. And happiness as well. The gut's brain is, you know, plays a big role in human happiness and in misery. So when you think of, like, digestive tract disorders like colitis or irritable bowel syndrome, those originate from problems within the gut's brain. So I've actually, in my practice, I've worked with people that have, let's say, gastroparesis, which is a thing where your stomach doesn't empty well, and it can be really uncomfortable. And the vagus nerve, which connects, that was the thing that was created to connect the, you know, connects the brain to the digestive tract. If I work with someone from a food perspective and partner with someone like an energy physical therapy manipulative healer and work on getting their vagus nerve upgraded, like kind of back online, and also talk to them about how to manage their stress so that they don't send their vagus nerve on vacation again, all of a sudden the gastroparesis disappears, like in 2 weeks, something they've had for like a decade.
Well, and what's fascinating about that is the vagus nerve is directly related to the parasympathetic nervous system. So I know we're getting very techie here, but we can break it down, and it's so interesting. So the sympathetic nervous system is your fight or flight response. You know, that's what has you stressed. You know, a lion's coming at you, and you're going to dive out the window with glass in it. And you've got your parasympathetic nervous system, which is actually called your rest and digest system. So isn't it interesting that the parasympathetic is related to the vagus nerve, is related to digestion, and this is where we actually relax. This is where we actually open, we receive, we allow things in. This is actually the calming aspect of the nervous system that when we're meditating is completely triggered. So I just find that all fascinating and a, you know, hello.
Yeah, it's huge. And that's, you know, when I'm talking to folks who are having trouble with digestion, I say one of the most important things you can do is stop eating on the run all the time.
Yeah.
Because if you're eating stressed, that whole parasympathetic system, that's the rest and digest, is kind of offline.
And look at that, eating on the run. It says it right there. You know, you think fight or flight, we're automatically in defense and react mode. Mm-hmm. And there's the response mode that we find with rest and digest. There's so many phrases. You know, you think about the serotonin and all of these chemicals that work with memory and work with response and reward. And there you have follow your gut. You know, I can't stomach this. We have all of these phrases that really talk about your stomach being your sensory perceptor, that your stomach alone really does tell you a lot of information in the same ways that our brain, as you say, a second brain, you know, it's that creating space for awareness. Well, your brain has an awareness, your second brain in your gut has an awareness of its own. It's just fascinating.
Yeah, and what's even more interesting is technically the one in our head is our second brain.
Isn't that interesting? It shows us how instinct, you know, instinct is so important. And I know you must be teaching people this left and right. As you say, when they walk in, it's about creating a new habit. It's about creating a new awareness. And so much of instinct is about observing, you know, what is my body telling me? And what are my thoughts telling me? What are my emotions telling me, creating that space?
Yeah, it's hugely important. And that's one of the, you know, another one of the first things they talk about with people is that any change you want to make in life, whether it's starting a meditation practice or embarking on changing your food lifestyle, anything you want to do, it's all about a commitment backed up by habits. So first you have to make the commitment inside yourself, like, wow, I really want to learn how to meditate and bring that amazing tool into my life. Or I want to learn to eat better so that I can feel better in my physiology and have higher vibration food coming into my body. How do I do that? Well, first you commit and then you create habits. So, you know, just super, super important, the whole thing around habits. It's kind of a boring sounding word, but it is just... It's so important.
The practice.
We're both laughing because, well, it's called the practice of living awareness. You know, I mean, it's called meditation practice for a reason. We are habitual creatures. You know, it's why the earth rotates. It's why the sun goes down and comes up every day. It's because every day we get a new start to the same old thing. You know, that's all part of living, huh?
Totally. And it's, you know, one of the things that I've noticed people starting to try in meditation practice or starting, you know, trying to do different food, you know, I'll get the one of my favorites that I get in my practice a lot. Well, I don't have time for that. Mm-hmm. And I was working with, I can get a little bit sassy in my practice. I was working with a woman the other day and she said she didn't have time for breakfast. And I said, huh, that's interesting. So do you ever leave the house naked? And she was like, no, of course not. I said, oh, because you have a habit that says that every morning before you leave the house so that A, you don't get arrested and B, you don't get embarrassed, you put clothes on. She's like, yeah. And I'm like, okay. So you can also create a habit that every day says you take 5 to 7 minutes in the morning to make sure you're putting something nourishing in your body to start your metabolism for the day. So when you start to reframe things like that for people, they're like, oh, yeah, well, of course I could do that. I get dressed. That takes 5 to 7 minutes. Why couldn't I have breakfast?
Well, and you know, how much does a healthy breakfast lend to actually creating more time within your day? Your body's operating better. You actually are more effective, you know. It obviously makes sense.
In
the same thing with a meditation practice, someone that doesn't have time or they just can't quiet their mind, well, it takes time. And that's why sitting down for the first step, we smile because, my goodness, you're actually doing it, you know. And it's about carving out that time and saying, well, I'm actually going to have a healthy breakfast today. I'm going to get up 5 minutes earlier. How long does it take to, you know, make yourself a really nutritious smoothie?
Right.
And give yourself 10, 15 minutes of meditation.
And when you take the time to be mindful about that and appreciate that time, you know, you can start the day with a smile and really let the joy filter through the rest of your day. And so with that, we're going to take a break right now and we'll be back in just a few minutes to speak more with Lori Warren.
Carry me home to smack you. You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to Spirit Fire Radio. We're all swaying and smiling to the music today. So this is Steve Kramer. I'm here with two beautiful people, Tim Darter and Lori Warren. And knowing them both so well, I'm privy to some information that I'd love to hear both of them talk about. You know, we're talking about incorporating meditation into your life and that can bring a sense of well-being and wellness. And Lori's talking quite a bit about food practices and incorporating a new food lifestyle, what that means to your nutrition, to your body, to your brain. But I know that these two both made a very significant in their choice for well-being. You know, at the end of the day, it all starts with yourself. You know, we try to do something for somebody else. We try to meditate because our friends are telling us that we're crazy and that we really need to find some space in our mind. And well, really, we have to make that choice for ourselves. The same goes with food practices. If we're doing it to please somebody else, it often doesn't work. Now, I know that both of them made significant choices. They both were in the corporate world and both were getting a little bit run down and it was getting the better of them. And I know they both made choices to a life of service of sorts. You know, Tim is the executive director of Spirit Fire, which is a nonprofit organization. Lori Warren is helping people every day, finding their core, being true to themselves and creating a great version of themselves through nutrition. So I'd love to hear them both talk a little bit about the decision and what does that take to make a choice and really create a new path for wellness for yourselves.
Sure. So, well, you know, that decision for myself was one of really wanting to put myself in a place where I could serve more and serve from a higher perspective of being able to use whatever it is that I've learned from the corporate world and give it back at a much more one-on-one basis. You know, a lot of, even when it comes to diets, we talk about, you know, one place to always start is to get lower down in the food chain, you know, eat organic, eat local. Well, I wanted to do the same concept with what I'd learned in the corporate world and really give it back in a way which, you know, into the nonprofit sector where you can really do that. And bring a smile to myself, you know, put myself in alignment where I could really smile about what it was I was doing.
Day to day, huh?
Yeah.
Very important.
Mm-hmm. Lori, was it the same for you?
Yeah, it was similar. So I spent, a few dozen years in high technology, and which is a very, you know, fast-paced, demanding sector of business. And there just came a point at some point in there where I just felt like I wanted to do something that to me mattered more in the lives and happiness of other people. That doesn't mean that working in high tech isn't a good thing. If it totally jazzes you, it's awesome. But for me, I wanted to do something that was more in direct service to people. And I'd always been sort of the food goofball, like everywhere I'd worked and with my friends, like the foodie. And I just found myself, I started working for a nonprofit around food and doing lectures before I went back and got my graduate degree in nutrition and started studying neuroscience and biochemistry and all that stuff. So it was really a big pull for me. And what's interesting is for me is that as I got further into my relationship with food and the body, what happened very naturally out of that for me was a spiritual and a meditation practice. Because of a lot of the things, you know, as we've been talking, guys, for the last, you know, half hour, 40 minutes, there's so many parallels between meditation and feeding the body. It's really feeding the body and the mind and soul in two different ways. And so getting into food and wanting to honor my body with food and wanting other people to honor their body with food so they could feel amazing, my mantra is to create vibrant health. And that, you know, comes from a lot of places. You know, your food, your spirituality, your relationships. So it's really about being authentic and aligned. And that was, you know, really for me what started a lot of my spiritual practice as well. So it was, you know, similar to Tim's, but definitely a big pull to make a change.
Yeah, and it's holism, you know, it's bringing your whole self to something. I know Tim brings that to Spirit Fire. He brings his whole self to this organization, and you bring your whole self. It's this idea of authenticity and holism, you know, and how interesting that we can find that in our food. You know, we realize when our food actually isn't whole itself, it's actually not feeding us, correct? I mean, there's so many parallels, huh?
Correct. It's filling our stomach, but it's not feeding our cells.
Interesting. Filling our stomach, but not feeding ourselves. Mm-hmm. And so tell us a little bit, let's just talk a little bit about food itself. So people that are listening, you know, they're hearing all this about diet and food and eating. So tell us, what does that mean? You know, what is clean food? What does that mean? Clean food? What's sass?
What is your sass? Yes.
My food sass. So, I talk to people, you know, I try and do when people come into my practice, I say, my main goal is to make it so that you don't need me anymore. So I want to educate you in a way that you have foundational knowledge that you can apply whenever you're out to dinner or at a party or in the grocery store. You don't need a list, but you just know intuitively what to choose. And one of the first things I say is you want to choose whole nutrient-dense foods that are as close to their original state as possible. So some of you may have heard the mantra like, shop the perimeter of the market, because that's where most of the whole foods are, the produce and the eggs and all those things that don't have labels on them, as opposed to the aisles. Not that everything in the aisles is not good, but a lot of what's in the aisles of the grocery store is not serving us as well. So I talk first about, you know, so think about that. Like if you look at a ring ding, that, like, what is that? What original state is that close to? Nothing. Like that you would never like walk by a ring ding tree, right? Right? So if you look at something like, you know, kale or carrots or hummus or eggs, those are all recognized. I know what that is. I know where it came from. So that's the first thing I try and tell people. And what I call that is I call it food sass. So I call recipes sassy or food sassy, and people say, what do you mean? How can a recipe be sassy? So food sass for me is food that is nutritious, delicious contributor to creating vibrant health. It's not fake, lousy food that fools your senses and leaves you kind of holding the bag with less energy, you know, more fat than you want, poor health. Food sass tastes amazing, gets absorbed into your body. It blasts your cells with nutrients and phytochemicals, and it thumps its chest and sounds a rebel yell in today's fake food culture. How do you like me now? That's what food sass says.
What I love about hearing you talk is that you're really giving people this, you're putting the responsibility on them, really. You're not saying just do this, do this, do this. You're saying educate yourself, you know, understand how the system works, understand how the system of your body works, but also understand these systems, the system of the mind, the system of the grocery store, stay to the perimeters. So I love that actually the responsibility goes back to them quite a bit, huh?
Yes, I'm a huge proponent, not only with food, but just in our lives in general, of personal responsibility. So in all, you know, personal responsibility in your relationships, in your work, in your food choices, like everywhere, be responsible for what you are creating in your life. And that includes food choices, and be responsible. It doesn't mean you're going to make perfect choices all the time. I certainly don't. But what it means is that you understand, and that when you make that choice to maybe have something that, you know, ice cream. Okay. I love ice cream. Ice cream is not something that builds awesome cells at all. But when I do have that ice cream, when I'm out with my kids and I just say, you know what, this time I'm going to have one with them, I don't sit there and say, oh, Lori Warren, you stupid person, you're eating this crappy food that's not good for you. I don't do that at all. I enjoy every single bite. I eat it really slowly and I enjoy it, because one of the things that neuroscience shows is that when we do that thing, when we're unkind to ourselves about choices that we're making, it actually makes you much more likely to do it again. So a lot of us have grown up thinking that when we, you know, sort of self-flagellate and say, oh, Lori, you loser, you never make the right choices, you always get ice cream, blah, blah, blah. We think that we're reprimanding ourselves so it won't happen again, like you would do with a kid. But actually what happens is you set yourself up, because now you've told yourself you can't do it. So you've set yourself up to make those same choices that aren't serving you.
Yeah, not a lot of smile in that, huh?
No, a lot of frowning.
It's beautiful, you know, you put those two together and meditation can offer you that higher perspective, that one being the observer of their mind and of their thoughts, and catching yourself, you know, when you're out with your kids and you're about to have this ice cream and you're just berating yourself. It's just no fun, you know. So those meditation is such a wonderful way to sort of give you that higher outlook, you know, that create that space in your mind to take a look and say, is this thought really serving me? You know, is this sort of reprimanding really serving me, and trying to figure that out for yourself?
Mm-hmm. Yep, totally.
So we're up for another vacation. We're up for another few minutes.
Yay, I love vacation.
Woohoo! We're going to go to another break, and when we come back, we're gonna ask Lori three very beautiful, poignant questions. It's going to be fun. Yeah, when we come back to Spirit Fire Radio. Thank you for joining us today.
Heard it from another you've been messing around. They say you got a boyfriend, you're out late every weekend, they're talking about you and it's bringing me down.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Are you ready for a radical shift in your way of being? Are you seeking a more deeply connected and fulfilling life? Awakened Living Radio is a show dedicated to helping you embrace a life filled with profound peace, connection, and happiness. TJ Woodward is passionate about helping you find your clarity, balance, and purpose. Join co-host TJ Woodward and Dr. Pat Basile on the first Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific Time for Awakened Living Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit LucidPlanetRadio.com for more information.
Hello and welcome back to Spirit Fire Radio, where today we're talking with Lori Warren. And you can go to her website to learn all about what she's got going on, and that's LoriWarren.com, LauriWarren.com. And Lori, why don't you fill us in on a few things that you've got going on right now that you want to share with people?
Oh, sure. So actually, as we speak, I have a whole bunch of people involved in a group purification program. So I do individual purifications with people all year. So this is a 21-day cleanse. It's 21 days. Interestingly, a few minutes ago, we were talking about building habits. Most of the research shows it takes 21 days to create a habit, which is why my purification program is 21 days long, so that hopefully people will create new habits that then they can bring into what I call their new normal. So they go from a three-week cleanse and then bring some of those new habits into their everyday life. So I'm running a group, one of that right now, which is super fun. And I have a retreat coming up at Spirit Fire, of all places. Which I'm super excited about. So it's called Creating Vibrant Health, the Foundations Retreat. So this is all the foundations that I talk about with my clients, talking about food and cells. You know, why does food matter? How does it relate to disease? Stress and mindfulness. There's going to be daily meditation, actually instructed by Steve, And there's going to be daily yoga, which is another great venue for reducing stress, talking about food basics, food timing, which is also really important, talking about meal basics, talking about changing a relationship with stress. I have a really great curriculum put together with over 2 hours of downtime for people to really enjoy the gorgeous 95 acres of Spirit Fire, because I've been to retreats where you're in training all day and you don't get to have fun. And that's not going to be my retreat.
We look really forward to having you there. You know, Tim and I have mentioned, you know, we're the head chefs at Spirit Fire. Hello. So we've been kind of like keeping it under the wraps, but we're so excited to cook amazing food and even to get some recipes off of your food sass. You know, we love your newsletter. It comes out every Tuesday morning. I've got a beautiful little email waiting for me. So all of that is on LoriWarren.com. Information.
Yeah, you can just go up there and on every page is a place where you can click and sign up for that newsletter. Most people love it and tell me it's one of the only emails they actually open, because I really do look to provide value to people every single week.
And because it's sassy.
It's sassy, absolutely.
So speaking of sassy, we're a little sassy here on this radio show, on Spirit Fire Radio. We've come up with three questions that we want to ask all our guests if there's time. And we wanted to make time because I so want to hear the answers to these questions from you. We've come up with three questions we're asking all of our guests. It's kind of a little bit like the actor's studio, you know, that sort of questionnaire at the end.
Cool.
So the first question, Lori, on the hot seat is, Would you share a significant spiritual experience? This is Transformation Radio. We'd just love to hear from you, big or small, an experience you had where you said, whoa, that was spiritual.
Yeah, boy, most of those experiences for me actually occur when I'm fully present and connected to nature. Mm-hmm. I call nature my church. That's where I go when I want to connect to something bigger than me. And so I have had a lot of aha moments, you know, in the woods or on the ocean. But recently, just because I can think of something more specific, I was engaged in some energy balancing work with another practitioner. And we both suddenly came to this space. It happened really quickly where everything was just very silent and expansive. So even my mind was silent, which is a pretty big deal. And I could actually feel the energy from my heart chakra spreading out like in a moment, like in a snap to infinity. And I had this sense of love really imbuing everything, of being infinite and just going on and on and on. And that love is actually the most healing force on the planet, maybe the only true healing force. And it really, you know, instructs me as I do my work that holding space is one of the most important things we can do for people, holding space with love when helping them heal. So that was a big deal for me personally, and it was also really important in helping me in my work.
Wow. And as you're saying that, I'm seeing where the ocean meets the sky, that expansive, that infinity, mm-hmm. you know, that's where we just allow that into our bodies.
Totally.
That's a great segue into the next question.
Oh.
Just what does the word soul mean to you?
Well, we could discuss a lot of things around that, but I'll say that for me, it's the very essence of who we are in a way that's connected to something bigger than us. It's pure light. It's a high vibrational frequency, and that purity and beauty lies for me at the very core of every single one of us, even the people that we label as bad. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, it's divine light. You know, it's apportioned out to every human, and actually for me, it becomes very apparent what soul is if you've ever been with like any animal, human or four-legged, when they leave the physical existence, you know, what we call death, that remaining carcass, which seems so important and I felt so attached to only moments before, now seems completely irrelevant.
Yeah.
Because the soul, the thing, the essence, that beautiful light that just draws us in is gone. It's vacated in a second. And that's when I think of soul, that's what I think about.
I also love at the beginning you said, you know, it's what, if you could repeat it, if you remember, you said it's what connects us to, it's that within us that connects us to everything larger. And it brings me back to nature again, and it brings me back to the idea of food. You know, when we eat, we're actually connecting ourselves to nature in a really beautiful, almost infinite way. As this food enters us and penetrates us, we're actually connecting. I like that. Soulful, is that where soul food comes from? Who knows?
Soul food, absolutely. That's one of, in my newsletters, I usually have a soul food edition.
Yeah. So we only have 3 minutes left, but I want to get this question in so bad because it's so much fun. So we're going to give you a spiritual counsel. So you've got this spiritual counsel.
Awesome.
That anytime you need wisdom or insight or guidance, you've got three people allowed to have on your spiritual counsel. Now, granted, we gave you this question early because we knew it might be a head scratcher and we really wanted to hear. But who might those three people be?
Okay.
All right. We have three minutes.
I know we do. I will keep it to two. So this was super hard for me because – you know, I'm probably not alone, but I could think of a whole bunch of people. I want a really giant council.
You're only allowed.
So I know I'm only allowed three, but I'm going to be a rebel and I'm going to tell four.
Oh, all right.
Uh-oh. Sorry, I'm a rule breaker. I mean, there are so many people, including the two you two fine gentlemen, I would love to have in my spiritual council. And you actually are. You may not be aware of that. But I would have to say, other than the people in the room, it would have to be Thich Nhat Hanh, who's one of my faves, my mom, who is a very grounded, loving human being and instructs me all the time, a woman named Kim Barthel, who's intuitive in Canada, that is just a beautiful, beautiful light in this world. She's just amazing. And then I'd have to say Marianne Williamson. I really love her work and what she brings to the world.
Nice. Powerful yeah. women you've got going on there. Yeah. Thich Nhat Hanh. Beautiful.
Oh, my God. He's the bomb diggity. I love him.
He really is. There's so much. He's got a beautiful quote. I haven't have him right in front of me. Sometimes your joy is the source of your smile, but sometimes your smile can be the source of your joy.
Mm-hmm. True that. That's
nice,
true.
Right?
Yep. Ooh, that's a nice little tie-in.
Yeah, it is a total tie-in. That's why it's right in front of me.
That's really cool.
So listen, Lori, it's just been so great to be with
thank you.
We're
so
going to wrap this up. We're gonna be back next week. We're going to talk about step number two of the practice of living awareness, and that is tip of the nose. We're going to talk about focus.
And we'll have Lisa Napora on with us, who's a contemplative education professor.
Yes, she's a PhD, wonderful woman. We're very excited to have her on. So again, visit LoriWarren.com, Lori, LauriE, Warren.com. And if you want to know more about the practice of living awareness, go to SpiritFire.com and just click on the meditation button. We've got a new round of meditation happening right now. There are two smile meditations already up on our blog. They were beautiful. Tim and I did them the last few days. Yeah. And another one on Friday for the entry-level practice. And every week, we bring you new free live online meditations that are then podcasted. So you can join us in that way and join us back on Spirit Fire Radio next Wednesday.
And if you want to check and see what's going on at the center, that so you can come and join us, you can just go to Spirit Fire Radio and go to upcoming events. And Lori's retreat is listed there, as well as several others.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah. Yay. We're so excited, Lori. That's going to be a great retreat. And that's tell us the dates again for that.
It's October 16th through the 18th. So it's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday in the middle of October, which is gorgeous there in Western Massachusetts.
Yeah, prime leaf peeping time. Mm-hmm. So excited to have you. All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us.
And we'll see you next week on Spirit Fire Radio.
Thanks, Lori.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you for listening to Spirit Fire Radio. Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. Join Tim Darter and Steve Kramer and discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day. Watch yourself connecting in a whole new way and find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio. To learn more about Spirit Fire, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.